This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says the state will soon reopen schools to students of all ages. The vast majority of New Mexico students have been consigned to distance learning during the pandemic, which has led to learning loss and failing grades. The Democratic governor has pushed back the start of in-person learning since August, citing COVID-19 case numbers. The governor said today in her State of the State address that New Mexico will be ready by February 8th with a plan for in-person learning. It will include middle and high school students who until now have not been allowed to participate in any partial in-person programs. That plan requires masking, cleaning, and the spacing of students. It also requires teachers to participate in COVID-19 testing. Schools with lots of positive tests in a short amount of time will have to close for 14 days. Rules for air filters, initially so strict that they would require schools to replace their entire air systems, were loosened last year, removing one more barrier to schools opening up again. The schools will need to install the highest quality filter possible, open windows and doors, and use fans to circulate more air. Under the hybrid model that all schools can implement on February 8th, schools are allowed to bring back 50% of students back at any time. Advocates for in-person learning believe that will give schools flexibility to offer more in-person time to those who need it. Lujan Grisham's announcement followed growing pressure to reopen schools for students of all ages, including a bipartisan bill in the legislature that would have given the power to reopen schools to local officials. And Governor Lujan Grisham urged legislators to approve increased spending on public schools, health care, and aid to small businesses in her annual State of the State address. Governor Lujan Grisham announced new details of her economic relief platform today and touted state achievements in coronavirus testing. Ordinarily, she would address a joint session of the legislature with her cabinet and the state Supreme Court in attendance. However, her speech was recorded at the state capitol and transmitted via webcast and Facebook without a live audience as a precaution against the coronavirus. You can hear the governor's speech tonight at 7 on KUNM. We also have a transcript with annotation at KUNM.org. New Mexico's weekly average for new confirmed COVID-19 cases is continuing its downward trend as state health officials reported just over 600 additional cases today. The death toll increased only slightly as 14 additional people succumbed to the virus. Officials have said they're encouraged by the latest numbers and are hopeful that the federal government will begin distributing more vaccine doses soon. New Mexico's allocation has remained steady, but with current supplies, it could be weeks before more people become eligible. So far, more than 90% of the 235,000 doses that have been delivered to New Mexico have been administered. New Mexico's nursing homes and assisted living facilities were part of the first phase of vaccinations, and officials announced today that all 309 such facilities in the state have had a vaccine clinic where the first dose was provided. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham acknowledged that she knows people want the process to be faster and for vaccines to be accessible in more places. This is KUNM.